live and local, it's Styles and Watkins. Watch the show on youtube.com/SacktownSports1140.
Or listen on the Sacktown Sports app.
Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports, taking you up to 2 p.m. We'll be joined by Chase Sr. at 1:30 of Chat Sports to talk some Niners and also some Eagles as well, and also some NBA. But it is time now for our Truck Smart Drive of the Week, brought to you by Truck Smart, your premium retailer and installer of truck and SUV accessories for over 30 years. Your truck's going to love them. Chris, give us the three drives for this week in the NFL.
Yeah.
And let's figure out who the winner is.
Let's do it. Let's start off in Santa Clara. Why not?
Okay.
You know, last week, I believe the winner of last week's Truck Smart Drive of the Game was the George Kittle, 66-yard touchdown
Keep
pass.
Keep feeding them.
And you know what? That play happened almost immediately after the first immediately starting the second half.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we're starting to sense a little bit of a theme here as, Brock Purdy did find Brandon Ayuk for this long touchdown pass to open up the second half. Three plays, 96-yard drive. Mm-hmm. Here is that long Brandon Ayuk touchdown.
First and 10 Niners, and they're 24. Purdy going to can the play here as three receivers right. Ayuk and Juszczyk left, going deep down the sideline for Ayuk. He's got it, and he's gone. 20, 10, 5, touchdown! San Francisco!
Ayuk! Ayuk! Ayuk is on fire!
I was waiting for
wow.
that. I was really waiting for that.
You
I was
can't like, beat that.
You can't beat that.
You really can't
I like
beat
to imagine that,
that
Papa and Ryan are just like in like a circle and just like jumping around.
Right, right. Ayuk, no, that's Ayuk. Great,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that is fantastic.
You know, that throw was something else by Brock. Not better than the Kittle throw to me, but still just a great, great throw. And Brock is rolling. We'll talk a little bit here at 1:15 about Brock winning an award that he hasn't won before. But first, let's go to your next drive.
Yeah, we talked a lot about that Eagles-Chiefs game, and, you know, it was a little bit of a slugfest, and Jalen Hurts had under 100 yards until late into that game when he found Devontae Smith streaking down the sideline in single coverage, and Jalen Hurts just kind of threw it up to him, and this is how it sounded.
Here's a shot for Smith. He's got it! They're going to mark him at the one. Devontae Smith, he slows down for the ball and is able to just make sure that it's over the shoulder.
Look at that. I mean, it was really the only explosive play of the night. Sorry, Niner fans, it was a little reminiscent of like that one Tyreek Hill bomb that went off in the Super Bowl, and that was kind of all she wrote. I mean, after that, there was a nice little brotherly shove to get the Eagles into the end zone, and that put them at 21, which pretty much sealed that game. And it kind of came out of nowhere, that Devontae Smith's 41-yard catch, 7-play, 80-yard drive, again, capped off with a nice little brotherly shove. That is our second nominee in the drive. In the Truck Smart Drive of the game.
Have you seen the memes with Jalen Hurts every time a running back or wide receiver gets to the 1 yard line and it's just him creeping in the background to get a touchdown? Now, Jalen Hurts
is so excited.
He just broke Cam, and we'll talk more with Chase Sr. about this.
Yeah.
He just broke Cam Newton's record, but
right.
I don't want to get into it now, but all rushing TDs are not created equal because the highlights are going to look a bit different. We're not going to get into that
now.
Great drive by Devontae Smith and Jalen Hurts. And a lot of people got a lot of things to say about Jalen's arm. He aired it out right there.
Yep.
And Devontae Smith in the rain.
Yep.
They were able to make the catch as MVS and the Chiefs were not. Let's hear number three.
Yeah, we love our friends at TruckSmart. We really do. They're great people. That they were nice enough to sponsor this segment, but we might have to get it re-sponsored by CJ Stroud because it feels like he's in this every single week, and this week is no different. CJ Stroud, absolutely ridiculous. Right before the half, going against the Cardinals, who, you know, are starting to have a little bit of life with Kyler Murray. They were really close back and forth in that first half, and then CJ Stroud busted it open with this game. It ended up being the game-winning touchdown right before halftime, and this is how that play sounded.
Stroud on first down,
He was looking downfield. He's going downfield toward the end zone. Down, leaping grab. He's got it. Touchdown, Texans.
They are insane. I mean, Tank Dell is getting these long touchdowns every week, and that rookie-to-rookie connection is might be the best rookie combo we've seen in a while.
A very long time, and I think they just released the jerseys that the Texans are wearing this weekend,
really?
All red.
Ooh.
And they look
I like the red
saucy.
Helmets.
Yeah, they look saucy.
Look good, play good.
Kyle, what do you think? I'm going to read off some of these texts, but what do you think? What's your pick for drive of the game?
Well, I'm definitely not picking the one that led to Kansas City losing, that's for sure. I'm going to go with C.J. Stroud to Nathaniel Dell. That's my pick.
It's no longer Nathaniel Dell. He officially changed his name.
To Tank?
Yeah, his name is now officially Tank.
That's
great. Yes. That's awesome.
That's great. Awesome. I'll go CJ Stroud to Tank Dell is my pick.
Okay, from the 916, gotta go with the Niners again. Brandon Ayuk, the call is the best. I hear you from the 209. CJ Stroud and Tank Dell are rolling. Gotta go there. Not surprised that nothing from the Eagles is coming through on the text line. Me personally, you know, it's not fair because is it more about the call or more about the play, right? Because I want to say Ayuk because the call was the best in my opinion.
Yep.
But I do think it is close between really all three of them. This is one of the closest ones
really
because
good.
I'm gonna be that guy. I'm gonna go with the Eagles. I'm going to you know kiss up to Chase Senior who's gonna be on here soon because it was wet. Nobody saw it coming, and I don't know if you were following me, but I had posted something on social media that says I don't know why the Niners are so worried about the Eagles offense. Jalen hasn't even broken 100 yards, and Chris, as soon as I pressed send, that play happened. So, yes, and I didn't delete it because I stand on business. I didn't delete it. I just quote tweeted and said, this is some of the worst timing I've ever been a part of.
Yep.
I'm going with Jalen Hurts and Devontae Smith because nobody saw that coming.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Devontae Smith and Jalen Hurts just because it made you look so bad. And so we're going to hear it again. Here is Alan sounding like a fool on social media. Here it is.
Here's a shot for Smith. He's got it!
There it is.
In the words of Michael Malone, put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Yeah,
Alan?
Take that for data.
Yeah, exactly.
Take that for data. That was your TruckSmart Drive of the Week, brought to you by TruckSmart, your premium retailer and installer of truck and SUV accessories for over 30 years.
Hey.
Your trucks, gonna love them.
I do feel like we had to switch it. There was no way we could give it to the Niners again. You know, we're not just some homer.
Hell no.
Hell no. We're not just some homer show that's always going to give it to the Niners. It was a fantastic play and, you know, great way to start. You really can't start the half better than that.
No, and Kyle Shanahan, they are just masters of coming. That first drive is normally ridiculous, and that first drive after halftime is normally ridiculous. So I would be on high alert if I were the Seahawks or any team facing them. But at some point, we got to give it to C.J. Stroud. He can't keep being on the list and not winning.
Now he's going to continue to be on the list.
To be honest, I always get it confused. It was Aaron Gordon who did not win, correct?
Aaron Gordon who didn't win the dunk contest?
He did not win, yes.
Yes, correct.
We can't Aaron Gordon him.
Yes, where he's just putting up 50s every week, and it's like, but this guy's also putting up
50s. Yeah, we gotta go in a different
direction. CJ Stroud will have 15 years to get on this list.
CJ Stroud Good would point. Already be on this list, and I'm not the hometown callers or whatever for the Texans, but if he had Papa and some cool thing to do after the call and how hyped they are, he probably would already have a W.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Papa is, look, like the Ayuk touchdown, great. The Kittle touchdown, great. But let's not get it twisted. Mm-hmm. Papa is doing a lot of heavy lifting in these drive of the games here for the Niners.
That's right.
Breaking news, Alan Stiles shades Texans broadcaster.
No. Says do better.
And it was good. It was good. We had one last week where there was just no sauce on
Nothing.
It at all.
Yeah.
And it was a really good play. And that's they've been getting on Al Michaels about that.
Yeah.
You know, and that's
in his defense, Al, A, doesn't eat veggies, and B, is getting up
there. Well, they're paying him, Chris.
They sure are.
He's
making more than Brock,
it.
Right? He's making more than Brock
He's
a game.
He's making more than Brock.
Day.
And here it is, a touchdown. Go up two with 3 seconds left on the clock.
Boy, oh boy. Is Patriots that not win. The best play you've ever seen?
So do you think the Joe Buck call of the Devonta Smith one was energy, or what do you think about that?
I liked
that?
It. Yeah. Okay. I liked it. Yeah, I liked the
Raised
energy there.
Raised his voice
yes.
at the proper decibel.
Yeah, but I was...
He's got it!
Yeah, I right love there. That. But I also thought the play was the most... I guess surprising sure. play and yeah. significant play of yeah. them. So it's got to be a mixture. It's yeah. got to be a combination. I'm sorry the text line is getting on me because nobody wanted to pick the Eagles. I can't wait for that game, by the way. We got to get to a break, but I really can't wait for that game. We will talk about Brock Purdy adding, it's not hardware, but adding a new award to his collection. When we get right back, Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
The San Francisco 49ers and the Seattle Seahawks square off this Thursday at 5 on a primetime Thanksgiving matchup.
Going deep down the sideline for Are You? He's got it! And he's gone! 20, 10, 5, touchdown! San Francisco!
It's a battle for the top spot in the NFC West, San Francisco and Seattle. Right here on your home for 49ers football, Sacktown Sports. Sacramento has a new tag team in the midday. It's Styles and Watkins on Sacktown Sports.
Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports, taking up to 2 p.m. Chase Sr. coming up here at 1:30 as we will talk Niners, Eagles, and NBA with him. We had to finish our dog.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Segment after that Truck Smart drive of the week, drive of the game. We had to finish our dog segment. Chris, you had already went, and yep. you had
for Friday. Uh-huh. I had Harrison Barnes.
Harrison Barnes,
Black
HB
Falcon.
HB coming through.
Cool.
There you go.
Who was that?
That was G-Man last year doing the.
Kyle, who do you have?
Okay, so the Minnesota Timberwolves have the number 2 defensive rating in the league right now, which, by the way, who had on your bingo card at the start of the year the Orlando Magic and the Minnesota Timberwolves having the 2 best defensive ratings in the NBA?
Not me.
Minnesota is a little more predictable, but Orlando, oof. That is impressive.
Yeah.
So it's got to be Domas, right? Domas is going to have to be the dog of the game if the Kings are going to win that one, right?
Yeah. Basically, you're saying I want the Kings to win, so it's got to be Domas.
Domas is going to take Rudy Gobert and maybe get a 20-piece. Obviously, double-double is an expectation for Domas. Mm-hmm. Let's say Domas is going to have a 20-10, maybe a 20-15 kind of game on Friday.
Okay. Now, it's a little dicey here because some guys, you don't know who's playing, who's not. I'm going to stay away from Keegan just because we don't know. I would say I didn't want to go with Malik because I don't like going back-to-back, but I'm going to go with Malik against the T-Wolves because I think that we know Malik likes to – He likes to show up in big-time games. Mm-hmm. And I think with the star power, with Anthony Edwards, there's going to be a little bit of chirping going on with Karl Anthony Towns and obviously Rudy Gobert. So I think because of that, Malik Monk will have that extra fire like when he plays the Warriors or the Lakers and those other teams. So I think I'm going to go with Malik Monk. Why is this happening?
For the dog segment. Dogs? For the dog segment.
You've done a bird and a cat in the dog segment.
I just kind of like the lion one. I heard Simone messing with it in the dog segment you did Monday. I just kind of
like
it.
We didn't like it then either. We didn't like it. And now we have the bird again to get everybody else's dogs in. Let's see what we got here.
I'm going to say Trey Lyles also has a secondary dog for Friday because last year was where we, against Minnesota in Sacramento, was the first time we saw Trey Lyles at the five. And that kind of really birthed that whole thought process, that whole narrative of maybe Trey Lyles should just be the backup five.
Right.
And it'll be interesting to see if Mike Brown goes back to that because obviously, you know, when you're going against a plethora of big men like Rudy Gobert, best thing to do in order for him to stop being a problem in the paint is to pull him out of the paint. And Lyles hopefully can do that by knocking down some threes.
So. And Rudy, you know, they're used to this. The T-Wolves are. They're going to know how to counter it, but that is what, you know, that's why this is a game of chess.
Yep.
And we're going to see what the Kings are able to do. Of course, they have their hands full with the Pelicans tonight. We've been trying to figure out, we think it's a pretty simple story, and I see it a little bit on the YouTube and the text line as well, 916-339-1140 if you want to be a part of the conversation. The video going around of a minority owner giving the Pope a jersey, right? A lot of people saw 13 and thought it was Keegan Murray's jersey, and it just had the Pope's name on it. I thought that was pretty cool, right? What popes and presidents, I don't know what they do with all these gifts.
Yeah, that's a great question. There's got to be like some locker room that's just full of...
Like the president, you probably have a fire or, you know, the former president. You got a fire man cave, right?
Oh, I thought you just meant like a cremation station where you're just
burning all of it.
Oh, thank you. What a beautiful gift. Let's just throw that in the fire. Okay.
You have the Dalai Lama just taking these gifts and just immediately burning them.
Chucking them over his shoulder.
I mean, you know, so good,
I have a person
good
for
the Kings getting a little bit of pub. It was... fairly random.
I would say so. That was not on my bingo card from yesterday.
But now, you know, you get the vibes right. Christmas is around the corner.
Sure.
To get the vibes right for the Kings, you know.
You need some higher power on your side
Whatever.
I think in the video, the 13 was supposed to be because he became Pope in 2013.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That was the thought process.
Yes.
But.
Yes. But, yeah, hey, it can't hurt. It can't hurt.
I guess. I mean, yeah, sure.
I just want somebody to see the Pope and be like,
I just want him to put it on.
Well, I'm going to say the Kings are going to win. And if I saw the Pope, I would say, look at this bandwagon.
You and I need, this is where having such a wide, radio signal will help us out here. Can someone get me an AI animated picture of the Pope, dunking
it's
in a
It's already out
there.
Let me see if I can find it.
Yeah, there's already one out there.
The internet's undefeated.
Yeah, no, he's cooking too.
I bet. No, I mean, that's, you know.
In the Keegan jersey.
Sins will not be forgiven tonight.
No.
I know someone who's getting crossed.
Mm. It actually wasn't bad, but I can't.
Oh boy. Not touching that one.
No.
By the way, there's a photo. So like the AI photo, I'm trying to find it real quick, is like of the Pope going up for a layup with
I've
like four
one.
People looking down at him.
Yeah, I've seen that one. I've definitely seen that. I'm surprised you haven't come across
it. I have
it.
Not. No, I've seen there's a great picture of like, you know, Jesus crossing over the devil and things like that. There's some great memes out there, but I've not, unfortunately, seen the Pope dunking on opponents in a Sacramento.
Well, now that we're here,
I need it.
I don't know how we got here.
Sure,
but,
why not?
You know, it's a Wednesday fun day. It doesn't even. We're just doing it. All right. It's a Friday, technically.
It's pretty much
it's
Friday vibes.
Where are you at on the whole AI thing? Since we're already
it's
here.
It's dangerous. It's so dangerous.
It kind of trips
me
out.
The deepfake thing, like deepfakes and AI, like these AI-generated images, it's just a slippery slope to something there that we're all going to think is real and just isn't, and it's going to have some real ramifications at some point.
Those, all the songs, right? Somebody said, man, if yeah, you're able to cash out,
are weird.
We have to think about this. You cash out, you say, hey, Drake, this AI song. Remember that guy? He was all over social media. He looked like he was wearing looked like a blanket on his face, and he was making songs with Drake AI, and they were bangers,
really?
Right?
I've not.
And people were saying,
see that.
People were saying, and Kanye, and people were saying, well, why doesn't Drake and Kanye just give residual or just say, hey, cash me out,
right?
Let's make this thing happen. How funny would it be, though? I just think as an artist or somebody with an ego, that if your biggest song is a song that you didn't create, you can't have that.
That's crazy.
And imagine having to learn words to quote unquote your song. Everybody wants you to sing a song at a concert that you don't know.
Yeah, that's insane.
Because you didn't make it.
Yeah. No, that's not. Yeah, I haven't even considered that. That's absolutely. I mean, to me, like artists, you can't give. Like, there's even people who like voice actors are thinking the same thing. To me, you can't do that. Like, that's how, yeah, sure, like, the idea of forever being immortalized with, if your voice is Siri or, like, sure, whatever, there's novelty in that, but it's not worth what they could potentially do with it. Like,
think
the
about
amount
like
of
this.
Crazy things they could have you say.
Okay, think about it like this. There is no show for us tomorrow and Friday.
Yep.
We could get to the point, and you know where I'm going with this, where an AI could also be able to say, you know, if they took a brain scan of me, right? And they knew this is what Alan would normally say if the Kings won or lost. This is what Chris normally. You could get to the point where if you can make it. Now, the difference is they're just using voices right now.
Right.
For the music. But if you take the stuff that we're seeing overseas and these robots, you could probably makeshift a show.
Yeah.
With us, with our likeness,
yep.
And I don't know how many people would be able to tell the difference.
I don't like that you say that. It makes I agree. I definitely agree. I mean, that's kind of the slippery slope that this is all entering into.
I guess my
for
point
sure.
is that people like to say there are certain jobs that are safe from AI
or robots,
and I don't know how many jobs are actually safe besides playing a sport.
Yeah.
Because people are never going to watch. I don't think that they would watch robots.
I don't think so. Or as much as like, you know, people want. No one's ever going to watch
a
2K
robot
or something
over
an actual basketball.
Because that's why the Dylan Brooks, you need those guys for feeling.
Yes.
You can watch some robots play high level basketball, but you need a feeling. Sirianni yelling.
I thought you were going to say Siri.
Hey Siri. No. Hey, Sirianni yelling in the tunnel. That's what people need.
For
that's
sure.
half the reason you watch. That's why the Eagles have the highest viewing.
Absolutely.
You could create robots or an AI to watch, and it's very good graphics, but it's just not the same.
No, it's not the same at all. I
that's
mean,
the only one that I think might be fully safe, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun when there's one. This is mean. I'm so sorry. There's fun when there's one Keegan Murray out there, but you throw 15 Keegan Murrays out there, and then all of a sudden it's like,
come on.
We just have a Davion team of some
Keegan.
Funny guys.
We got to go. Hit us with the What's Up Vancouver on the way out. We'll be right back with Chase Senior of Chat Sports talking Niners and NBA.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Live and local, it's Styles and Watkins. Watch the show on youtube.com/SacktownSports1140.
Or listen on the Sacktown Sports app.
Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports, taking you up to 2 p.m. And we are joined by my guy. He hosts a Niners and Eagles show for Chat Sports, also talks NBA, and fellow Temple alum, Chase Senior. How you doing, my friend?
Alan, good to connect with you. I'm doing well, and I went for a long run this morning. I was rocking a Temple versus Everybody shirt to get me ready to hop on with you. So always got to represent the cherry and white.
You know, you really do have to. I'm double checking now. We're currently losing to Ole Miss right now. We're 3-1 though, and I'm telling you, at least I feel better about wearing my Temple gear because basketball has started. Because my goodness, I'm glad we're about to talk some high level football, because I can't talk Temple football. I'm not doing it, Chase. I'm in too good of a mood. But thanks for being with us, man. Let's just start here with the Niners and the Seahawks, the battle of the turkey legs on Thursday. Geno Smith questionable. Chris and I, we don't want to overlook the Seahawks at all, but you're missing Kenneth Walker, Geno Smith questionable. The Niners should take care of business, right? And the Seahawks Twitter page going on and poking the bear a little bit with some of their social media videos. The Niners should take care of business here, shouldn't they?
There's no doubt that San Francisco is the better team, but as we know with this rivalry, anything can happen, and there have been some legendary matchups over the last decade and a half, and you can't overlook a Seattle team just because San Francisco pulled off the 3-game sweep against them last year, 2 games in the regular season, and then in the playoffs, because prior to the 2022 season, whether it was Kyle Shanahan or Jim Harbaugh, this is a Seattle organization led by Pete Carroll, who was there when Harbaugh was there and continues to be there when Shanahan's been here since 2017, that has owned San Francisco. And this matchup seems to always come down to theatrics. It always seems to be close. They play each other really well because they know each other really well. So I don't think that this game is going to be a blowout from the jump. I think it's going to be a little bit of a slugfest. All indications right now are that Geno Smith is going to be able to play with that triceps injury on his throwing arm, but him being able to throw or not throw today at practice, which is currently happening, is going to go a long way in his availability for this game. But outside of that, Seattle is pretty banged up at some pretty important positions. Kenneth Walker is doubtful, so we might see some Zach Charbonnet as the backup running back, the rookie out of UCLA, and then Abraham Lucas, one of their offensive linemen, also hurt too. So that could help out San Francisco's defensive line, which has really gotten after it the last 2 weeks with 9 sacks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Chase, I mean, I was just looking at the Seahawks schedule and just kind of how they've gotten here so far, and it's a pretty weird looking schedule when you look at the results. I mean, 2 losses to the Rams for the Seahawks, and then losses to the Ravens and the Bengals, who are really quality teams. They've also beaten the Detroit Lions earlier this season and also beat the Browns, who the Niners did lose to because of Jake Moody's missed kick. But what have you really gotten from the Seahawks this year from what you've seen from them? And yeah, I mean, ultimately kind of a similar question to what Alan just asked, but how big of a threat do you think this Seahawks team really is?
Yeah, I talked about that on my show throughout this week. It's really been a Jekyll and Hyde football team. Week one, they lose to the Rams. It was probably the biggest upset of week one, just because a lot of people aren't expecting the Rams to do anything this year, and they haven't. And then in week two, they go on the road and they beat the Detroit Lions, coming off their win against the Kansas City Chiefs. I think the Lions are the 3rd best team in the NFC, so that's a really quality opponent. I think the Ravens are also really good. You might have to slot them in there at either number one or number two in the AFC. And Baltimore really thoroughly dominated Seattle. So this has been an up-and-down team. I think really what it comes down to is just how Geno Smith has more so regressed to the norm. Mm-hmm. And last year he had a career year. I thought it was great news for San Francisco that he landed that long-term contract with Seattle, making $25 million per year, because I think that he does have limitations. I think that he's a middle tier, bottom third quarterback. And this year he just hasn't been as efficient and as good as he was last year when he really maximized himself. Now, I will say this about the Seahawks. They have some really good weapons. Zach Charbonnet is going to be their backup running back. Kenneth Walker if he can't play, he's a quality player. But you still have DK Metcalf, who's a handful on the outside. And we've seen that this Niners secondary can be prone to some breakdowns and giving up some explosive plays. Jackson Smith and Jigba is a really good player. You still have Tyler Lockett, who is kind of defying father time with how long he's been able to play at a high level. And then defensively, I know that the last few years, really prior to last year, that Seahawks defense under Pete Carroll was uncharacteristically bad, but they do have some upper echelon young cornerbacks on that roster, and they spent high draft capital on a guy like Devin Witherspoon, and he's pretty solid, and Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk both mentioned him in the lead up to this game. So this is a team with talent, and because these teams know each other so well, and because Pete Carroll has a good feel for what Kyle Shanahan likes to do offensively, you can't sleepwalk through this game. Otherwise, there will be an upset on Thanksgiving night.
Talking to Chase Senior, Chat Sports host covering the Niners and the Eagles, and all right, Chase, you know, you're my guy, so I had to start. We started with some softball questions. Now it's about to get a little bit real, because the question is, and I don't know if you've heard, but there are some Niner fans upset with Brock Purdy having only the 6th best odds to win the MVP, and also upset that your boy Jalen Hurts climbed up the ladder after that performance against the Chiefs. Where are you at on the MVP conversation? Where would you put Brock Purdy? And I guess conversely, where would you put Jalen Hurts?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit too early to be having this conversation. We're at about the halfway point of the regular season, and I think that San Francisco and Philadelphia are the top two teams in the NFC. I think Philadelphia is number one. I think San Francisco is number two. And then after that, I think there's a little bit of a drop-off to a team like the Detroit Lions and the Dallas Cowboys. Regardless of how you slice it up, I do think that Hurts and Brock Purdy both have an opportunity to win NFL MVP. With Purdy, people just continue to sleep on him and ignore how good he's been, because this is a case of draftism, just like ageism is a thing, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody's like, oh, he's 45 years old. Tom Brady can't sling it anymore. That's ageism, right? Like, sometimes age is just a number, and sometimes where a player gets drafted, draftism comes into play. If Brock Purdy was a first-round pick, he'd be the talk of the league behind Patrick Mahomes, and he'd be up there with Jalen Hurts as far as national storylines go. But because he was Mr. Irrelevant, people won't give him his flowers. But when he's number one in all of the respective categories that he's in, and people are telling me that CJ Stroud is an MVP candidate, come on, we got to give Brock Purdy some credit here. Yeah. He is number one in quarterback rating. He's number one in QBR. He's number one in completion percentage. He's number one in touchdown percentage. He's number one in passing success rate. He's number one in yards per attempt. He's number one in air yards per attempt and yards per completion. So it's really impressive what he's doing. And the mature aspect of how he's playing the quarterback position is really what stands out to me the most. Making improvisational plays, the pocket feel, the pocket mobility, layering balls in with touch and accuracy. He's unlocked an explosive downfield element to this offense that we've never seen under Kyle Shanahan, and he's so much better at it in throwing the long ball as compared to a player like Jimmy Garoppolo. And just his ability to really dissect what the defense is doing and to make very quick decisions. These are high-level quarterbacking attributes. So I think that he belongs more so in the conversation. With Jalen Hurts, I know that if you look at the numbers, they're not overly impressive, but he's still combined for 25 touchdowns to 8 interceptions. And the Eagles have the number one record in the NFL at 9-1. And this is coming off a season in which they lost the Super Bowl. People don't realize how hard it is to go 9-1 after losing the Super Bowl. We always talk about these Super Bowl hangovers. It hasn't happened with Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. Jalen Hurts has really set a standard and an expectation within that organization that winning is all that matters. And I do think that wins are important when you think about the MVP conversation. And I look back at this, I think going back to 2016, somebody tried to tell me wins don't matter for an MVP. Going back to 2016, every MVP has been the number one seed in their conference. So wins do matter. Jalen Hurts has been excellent when playing from behind. So the stats aren't as sexy as a player elsewhere across the league, maybe like a Brock Purdy, but the impact that he has on the game and the clutch gene and being able to go into Arrowhead and hand Patrick Mahomes a loss when you come back from 10 when you take down the number one rated offense in the Miami Dolphins and you sling it, when you ball out against the Dallas Cowboys, you're going to be a part of that conversation.
Right. Talking to Chase Senior, host for Chat Sports, covering the Niners, the Eagles, and NBA. All right, Chase, we're going to let you get out of here. But before we do, the most important questions of them all, and you've been great. We hope to have you back on the show again. You're my guy. But the most important questions of them all, number one, where are you at on turkey? And number two, your favorite side dish for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I love turkey if it's moist. If it's dry, it's not good at all, and it's painful to eat.
Preach.
But if the turkey is done perfectly, yeah, you add a little gravy on there. The gravy can't be too thin. Mm-hmm. There has to be some thickness to the gravy.
Yes.
I think it's fantastic. As far as sides go, I'll honestly eat all sides. I've kind of cooled on corn a little bit.
Okay.
But sweet potatoes with the marshmallows. I love stuffing, love cranberry sauce. I'll eat any pie out there. Thanksgiving, I think, to some people is a slept on holiday. I think it's actually fantastic, mm-hmm, if you're doing the work properly in the kitchen.
That's Preach. Right. You got to do the work. Thank you again, my guy Chase. Chase Senior, host for Chat Sports, covering the Niners and Eagles and NBA. Chase, enjoy the holiday, and we'll talk to you soon, man.
You as well. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you. Same to you. Happy Thanksgiving. Got to get to a break. When we get back, we are talking about Brock Purdy and an award that he's never won before. That and much more. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
Look at him. Look. Look. I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits, you name it! Look! I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb,
Sacramento rams, has a new tag team in the midday. It's Styles and Watkins on Sacktown Sports.
Styles and Watkins, it's about that time. One more segment with you until we get on out of here.
Oh, yeah.
Hand it on over to the Drive Guys. Kyle turning it up a notch. And we got a fun game plan that I'm going to hand over to Chris Watkins to run for us. Real quick for the text line before we lose you guys. 916-339-1140 from the 531. Talking about our AI conversation. How about an AI-generated Hall of Fame players playing other Hall of Fame players from past, present?
That would be dope.
Different teams, different players playing each other. That would be crazy.
That would be insane.
That would be crazy from the 530.
Why do we need AI for that? We already have the Field of Dreams movie.
That's
baseball.
Yeah.
You know?
It can continue to update on the 916. Losing without Debo and Trent, squash Brock's MVP candidacy. Those guys are more valuable.
That's a good point.
Arguably because we couldn't even compete without them on the field. Yeah, that was an opportunity. The only thing is I would take away the Browns game
because
Brock got him in position. Mm-hmm. But the other two, I hear you on that 916. Okay, Chris, the floor is yours.
All right, Kyle, can you hit my music, please? Not the one that we just played, but yes, this one.
There we go.
Thank you for knowing what I was talking about, Kyle.
I got you.
As it is Thanksgiving, it's only fitting. We've been having a lot of conversations with every guest we've had on this week. What's your favorite side?
That's right.
Well, why not get a definitive answer on it? And there's nothing more definitive than Google, right?
Right.
So they just released the most searched recipes of every single state in this wonderful nation.
Huh.
And so I thought it'd be fun to do a little Family Feud version of it between you and our good friend Kyle Ledbetter on the other side of the glass.
All right.
You will be taking on Kyle. And I'll throw in a little bonus. If you call your shot and name the food item that is also the nation's top searched, you can get a strike taken away.
Okay.
You get three strikes, and then it moves on to the other team. You two both step up, and
we doing this by state?
We're doing this by the state of California.
Okay,
how about that?
Normally,
I think you know what? Because normally in the Family Feud, it'd be you two guess, and then whoever gets the highest gets it. There's only five of them though, so I don't know if I want to take away two
whoever
of the potential
gets
the
majority.
Options.
Maybe I don't know.
You know what? We'll just play the game.
Let's play it,
and we'll let the chips fall where they lie.
Let's
or whatever
do
it.
It
is. All right. I feel like I need to get in between you guys.
Yeah.
Kyle, you ready?
I'm ready.
Styles, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. I don't know how we're going to determine who goes first here.
Beep.
Okay. Beep. There you go. Alan goes first.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Alan, what's your guess?
For
top five most searched recipes in the state of California when it comes to side dishes for Thanksgiving.
Stuffing.
Okay.
All right.
Are you are you gonna say that's the nation's top answer as well? You only get one. You only get to throw that on one of your guesses.
No.
Okay. Stuffing. Do I see stuffing? No. Incorrect. It is not one of the five in California. Kyle,
what?
The board is open to be taken. You just got to name one of the five. Give me one of the five most Googled side dish recipes when it comes to Thanksgiving.
I'm just going to play it safe and go mashed potatoes.
Okay.
There's
would you
no
like to put the designation
way.
Of that
no.
being the nation's top side? No. Kyle, you nailed the number one answer.
Woo!
California's most
mashed potatoes?
California doesn't know how to cook
potatoes.
Look, I'm just telling
you.
What
do you need a recipe for?
You gotta. Don't you need like mayonnaise and like a certain amount
of?
I don't know. I literally
look. Brendan left.
Wild shot at our guy Brendan. Though he does put mayonnaise on hot dogs.
He does. That's okay.
A very fair shout. I don't know. I mean,
mashed potatoes.
Mashed potato. Look, I'm just reading what's in front of me, and mashed potatoes is the number one searched recipe. In the state of California. Kyle, the board is yours. Would you like to play or would you like to pass?
I will play.
Okay, Kyle's going to play, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Crazy. All right, Kyle, you got three strikes still available. Four side dishes left on the board. Mashed potatoes, number one. What's your next guess?
All right, I'm going to go with green bean casserole.
No way.
Do I see green bean casserole? Number three answer. Come on, Alan, you're so bad at this.
Let's go.
What is this?
Green bean casserole.
We have sound effects. I just can't find them.
And it's also tough because you're on the side effects side of the glass, and I'm, you know,
I don't
have to tell
this
you.
Is
and
unreal.
Then, yeah. So good job, Kyle. You're doing great. You still got three strikes available. You got two sides off the board. Only need to pick three more. You're doing great so far.
All right.
Give me your next guess.
I'm going to go with mac and cheese.
I mean, it's an Allen style staple.
Yes,
mac and cheese has to be up there, right? Macaroni and cheese! Number two answer, macaroni and cheese. Kyle's got the number one answer, mashed potatoes. Number two answer, mac and cheese. Number three
too
answer.
Too many people using stovetop. That's the problem. Stop being lazy.
Yeah.
That's my yes. Top. That's
Kyle's
our yes, because I can't find the buttons.
That works. That's a good yes. Kyle, two more options. The bottom two options, mind you, left on the board. California's most searched Thanksgiving side dish recipe.
This is where it gets tough, but we're also running out of time.
Running out of time.
So I'm going to go with cranberry sauce.
Cranberry sauce.
No way, no how.
Number five answer. Cranberry sauce. Apparently, people are making cranberry sauce from scratch. No one likes the canned stuff.
Kyle is
killing it. He is killing it.
Wow.
Three strikes left. One side dish left on the board. Kyle, we are running out of time, so we're going to have to rapid fire this. Give me a quick one. What is the one?
Yams/sweet potatoes.
No, it's not on there. And one strike.
Okay, let's think. What
Styles
do we have?
Family's getting ready.
What do we have at Thanksgiving? What is a vegetable type thing that you have? Oh, wait. How about gravy?
Gravy. It's pretty controversial. Is this a side? Is this not a side? It's not a side.
No.
It's not a side. That's two strikes. The Stiles family has gathered together and is starting to whisper.
I know what it
Kyle,
is.
Kyle, four sides you have nailed. You've missed two in a row. You got two strikes. You only get one more. What is
running
the
out of
one
sides.
Side dish you're forgetting?
What is at the Thanksgiving plate? The clock is running out. No.
5 seconds.
Corn. I don't know. I'm out of
it's
ideas.
Not corn. I know what it is.
I don't know what it is. I'm off.
I don't know if I want to give this to you, but I'm going to anyways because we're running out of time. Corn casserole.
What?
Number four answer.
Corn casserole.
What happened casserole. To the game I love?
What happened
to the
You're kidding.
What happened I mean, to the blame the state you live in. Number one answer, mashed potatoes.
That counts. That
Number
definitely
two,
counts.
Mac and cheese. Yeah, I feel like they would probably count that on that the
counts. How would I have ever that known counts. Corn casserole? I've never
what
eaten
what
that.
What are you losing recipes?
Number three, green bean casserole. Number four, corn casserole. Number five, cranberry sauce. And the nation's number one answer, mashed potatoes, everybody.
This is crazy.
Mashed potatoes.
Woo! I am now 4-0 on the feud. Let's wow. get it.
Well, we got to get on out of here. Drive Guys up next. Everybody, enjoy your holiday. Enjoy your time with your family. For Kyle Ledbetter, Chris Watkins, and Alan Stiles, thank you for listening to Stiles and Watkins. We will talk to you next week. Enjoy your corn casserole.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.